This weekend, there were a couple of walks held in Charlotte to help residents pay attention to a particular part of their neighborhoods. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia checked out one of the walks that aimed to teach and show what exactly lives in our creeks.
On Sunday afternoon, a group of parents, children, and curious passerbyers gathered at a very sunny Freedom Park to look at something many of us walk right by without much thought.
So today we are going to do a creek walk where we're going to walk down Little Sugar Creek and we are going to look at what lives in the stream. Hopefully we'll see a good variety of fish and we'll also see some little bugs.
That's Olivia Edwards, an environmental supervisor with Mecklenburg County Stormwater Services. She's guiding the tour, which was co-sponsored by two initiatives, Jane's Walk and Keeping Watch. Edwards says the best way to tell the health of a creek is the critters inside it.
There's more to that water than just, you know, the sound of it and it moving along and it carrying stormwater. It is home to bugs and fish, and those are the base of our food web. And this water, you know, if it's dirty, then those bugs and fish won't be there, which is what we look for to give us that indicator whether the water's clean or not.
As the walk goes on, Edwards points out the various creatures you'd expect to see along Little Sugar Creek, although some of them she doesn't have a chance to get to.
Hey, fishes! Fish! A fish right there! A fish right there, a fish right there, a fish right there.
Then it's time for the main event. Edwards and a few of her colleagues leave us on the trail to gather some additional equipment. She reemerges with nets, a bucket, a tray, and she's now sporting heavy-duty rubber boots. Her colleague Tony Rue is wearing a matching pair, although he has some extra gear. A large box strapped to his back, attached is a long pole. Think the creek version of Ghostbusters, and you get the idea. Rue explains what happens next.
I'm going to demonstrate how we sample the fish in our streams. We could go out with a hook and a line. It'll take us a long time to get the fish we need. And we won't be able to find little fish. So I'm going to use the old-fashioned way. I'm going to use some electricity.
Rue and Edward step into the creek. He dips the pole into the water.
If you hear this sound, it means there's electricity in the water.
Flips the switch and stuns the fish. Rue says the electricity shouldn't kill the fish. It's kind of like a 1-2 stun punch. Edward scoops the fish with a net and pours them into a tray for the kids to get a closer look.
We want to see babies and we want to see mamas and daddies. So we want to see a lot of different life, ages of fish. We look at the fish too to see if they have sores on them, because that's an indication that they have been exposed to something, they've been stressed. So these fish, I don't see any sores on them, which is a good thing. That means they're healthy fish.
Rue adds there's a variety of fish in the tray. Minnows, a swallowtail shiner, and even a red-breast sunfish. Rue holds it in his hands, excited to see this fish in particular.
If you don't find one of these things in your stream, you don't have fresh water.
The fish quickly slips through his hands. It would like to get back to that fresh water. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Charlotte.